Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. Mark
chapter 4, and we'll begin reading in verse 35, entitled the message, How is it that ye have no faith? How is it that ye have no faith? Faith is very important for us to deal with our trials. We need to learn to lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to learn to focus on Jesus. And where we're looking and where our focus is will make all the difference when we go through the trials that we face in our life. It's bound to happen. As the sparks flyeth upward, man is born unto trouble. We all have our trials in different shapes and sizes. And this evening, we're just going to learn a little bit about the importance of faith and how it helps us in our trials. The Bible says in Mark chapter 4, beginning of verse 35, And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you that we have you to run to in our trials in life. That you have the answer. When we can't find the answer, when we don't know what to do, Lord, we can trust in you. I pray this evening you'd use the word of God to challenge our hearts, show us who we are, and show us the importance of just looking to you in the most difficult times in our lives. Again, Lord, I pray you give peace and guidance and direction to each and every one of our lives. Lord, forgive us where we have failed you throughout this week. Lord, we are frail, we are but flesh. And Lord, we pray for mercy in our lives. Lord, I also pray at this time, I pray if there's anyone watching through the online, or if there even is someone in our midst who does not know the Lord Jesus, Lord, they don't have this comfort of leaning upon you in their trials, because they don't know you as a personal Lord and Savior. I pray that this would be the night to come to trust in you. Again, Lord, we just ask in everything you be glorified. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We all come across trials in our lives. We all face difficulties, some more than others, that's for sure. Job is an example of that. We all don't have lives like Job, but everyone has trials. Everyone has their difficulties. What we do in the trials of life is important. Trials can make you better, or they can make you bitter. Trials could make you become a better Christian, or they can cause you, in some cases, and we've probably all seen it, where a person turns their back on the Christian life, all because of what they did during the time of trial. Many people begin to sink instead of walking on the water. And the difference between sinking and walking on the water and the storms of life is, where are your eyes? What are you looking at? If you're looking at your circumstances, things beyond your control, it begins to overwhelm you. You become tired. You become exhausted. You lose strength. You lose the ability to get up in the morning. All because you're not looking in the right direction. But when we remember who it is that we serve, and we understand who it is that saved us, and his power, his ability, his hand is not short that it cannot save. When we remember who it is that is in charge of our lives, who it is that created us, who it is that formed us, who it is that made the heavens and the earth, then we can walk forward in faith. There are many difficulties we all will face. We have a privilege as Christians. As we face the difficulties, we can face it with faith in Jesus. We have something the world does not have. the world, they face their difficulties. They can only do so much. But when we face our difficulties, we can go to the one who can do everything and anything. There's nothing he can't do. Jesus wants us, when we go through the trials of our life, to look to him. When we face our trial, we can cry out in fear, or we can cry out in confidence and come to God understanding that he hears us and that he's there to help us. As we think about the trials in our life and the importance of faith, if you're taking notes, the first point, the trial of your faith. The trial of your faith. The disciples were crossing the sea, and the Bible says that a great storm of wind arose. This caused the waves to beat into the ship. The ship was filling up with water. And as they were crossing and the ship was filling up with water, Jesus was fast asleep. Everyone else is panicking and wondering what's going to happen until finally someone says, "Go wake up the master." And they go and wake him up. And they ask him, "Lord, don't you care that we perish? Don't you know what's going on?" Of course he knew what was going on. This was a trial to their faith. Is God in control? What is it that you're facing right now? What is your trial? What is your storm that you're looking at it and your ship is sinking and you're wondering, is God in control? This is your trial. During these times, we can find that our faith is challenged or put to the test. The Bible says in Mark chapter 6, just a couple chapters over, you don't have to turn there, I'll read it. The Bible says, "And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in the rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him walking upon the sea. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up into them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of loaves, for their heart was hardened." Fear in the trial is caused by many reasons. But one of the main reasons is sometimes we forget what God has already done in the trial of our life. In this trial, they have forgotten what he did with the loaves, the miracle he had done just before. In your trial, you're forgetting what God has already done. You are facing another trial, but your faith, if you're struggling right now and you're wondering what's going on, maybe you're struggling. It's because you've forgotten what he's already done. What troubles your mind right now, wherever you're at, that is your trial. That is the trial you are facing. And these trials have an impact on your Christian life. They're going to make you better, or they're going to make you bitter. Our circumstances of tomorrow, or where we stand as Christians, will be determined by how we handle the trial of today. Where we will be is up to us and how much faith we put in the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples, when confronted with unknown and fearful circumstances, cried out for help. In their trial, they cried out for help, which brings me to my next point, the cry due to a lack of faith. Their cry wasn't asking Jesus, "Lord, can you just take care of this? We have a little problem here." The cry was, "Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? Lord, are you going to allow us to sink?" Sometimes we forget how much God loves us. We forget because of the world in which we live in. It's a sin-cursed world. We begin to think that God doesn't care. Why do I have cancer? Why does my loved one have to die? Why is it that I'm burdened with all these financial responsibilities? Why is it that this storm in my life won't leave? And there could be many reasons why, but when we get to that point where we think God doesn't care, and we begin to cry out as if God is not there, what we're doing is we're lacking in our faith. The Bible says in Mark 4:38, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. They cried out to him. They were wondering, did he care? This cry that occurred was caused by their lack of faith. When fear takes control in your life, when fear is the one that starts making your decisions, it causes your vision to become clouded. You can't see clearly. You can't see as a Christian realistically. You can't see things as they actually are. What I mean by it, as they actually are, is doesn't matter what is happening. Doesn't matter what you're going through. God is more than able to take care of that situation. It doesn't matter how much you're in debt. It doesn't matter how sick you are. It doesn't matter what you're facing. God is able to resolve that situation. He is the one who has control. He allows us to go through these things, but he doesn't leave us alone when we go through these things. He was still there in the ship. He didn't jump overboard and walk on the water and say, you guys take care of yourselves now. He was there waiting. But yet, while he was there and he was sleeping and waiting for them to reach out to him, they spoke in a spirit of fear. Many times, that is how we go to God. We cry out to God instead of God asking him, Lord, can you take care of this situation? We say to God, why are you allowing this to happen? And that's just a spirit of a lack of faith. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, turn there if you would, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, the following. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I'll begin reading in verse number 3. I thank God whom I'm served for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He knew who he believed. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In your trial, you can cry out in fear, or you can cry out knowing that whatever trials we face, we have the grace of God on our side. God is there to help us. God is there to lead us. God is there to give us direction. And through them all, even when preaching the gospel and the suffering that will occur because we live godly in Christ Jesus, all those things that come upon us, we must look at life in this perspective. This life is not our life. We're just a passing through. The things that we face are temporary. And God is in control of it all. Whatever I go through, whatever I face, whatever I suffer, God is able to carry me through, and he has a purpose, no matter how I end up on the other side. If we're trusting in God, we won't be asking, Lord, don't you care? But we'll be going to Lord and say, Lord, we need your help. Can you do this, such and such? Lord, what is it that you want to do? The ship's sinking right now. Do you have a plan? What do you want to do, Lord Jesus? Don't allow fear to take control. Allow faith in Jesus to take control. Don't allow your circumstances guide and direct you. Let Jesus guide and direct you. Don't allow what you see blind you from what is actually going on. Understand that God is in control. A lack of faith stops us where we are as Christians in our life, but we need that faith to keep on moving forward, which brings me to my last point, a heart of faith in God during our trials. We need a heart of faith in God during our trials. Mark chapter 6, 51 and 52, it says, and he went unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. We need to consider what the Lord has done before. We need faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We need to look at what God has done before in our lives. We need to think about what the word of God says when it comes to faith. What does God say? God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God says that we are to go and preach the gospel to everyone, were to do these things, and he said, I'll be with you all way, even to the end of the world. God says that we need to trust him when we just don't feel like trusting. We need to remember who it is that we serve. Don't forget about the loaves. Don't forget what God has done. And remember and understand this. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The answer to that question is no. Nothing is too hard for God. It doesn't matter what trial you're going through, nothing is too hard for God. And I don't mean that God is just going to pick you up over that trial and just end it. I mean that God is able to help you to have the grace to press through it and look in each and every circumstance and say, look how God used this to glorify his name. Look how God used my sickness to use me to witness to that other person who was dying on their deathbed and how I had peace and they wanted to have the peace that I have because I trusted in my Savior. God wants us to have a faith that conquers all trials in our life because we know it will be worth it all. It will be worth it all. Our walking on the water, our ability to carry on in the storms of life is going to be determined by our faith. Where we go and what we will do depends upon our faith. Many people probably don't end up doing what God wants them to do because they lack in faith. What God says he will do regardless of the circumstances around you. And that is why he says we're not to take no thought for the things of this life, what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink or what we're going to put on. God knows you have need of those things. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about what's going on. I'm in control. The Bible says the following in regards to this in the book of Job, Job chapter 5 and verse 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise thou not the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league of the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. What is God saying in his word? He says, destruction comes, famine comes, trials come, you'll laugh. Why would you laugh at such circumstances? There's no food around. Everything's falling apart. There's fightings, wars, famines, pestilences. You're not laughing at the situation. You're laughing at the fact that, what do these mean? My God's more than able to take care of me regardless of the situation. Whether he feed me by a crow or if he feed me some other way, God will take care of me. The banks all fall down tomorrow. Everything falls to the ground. The stock markets crash. Is that the end of it? No. God was always the one who provided for you. Have faith in Jesus. War breaks out in the land, and terrible as it is, is God in control? Of course he is. We just have to remember, when we're faced with such circumstances, when we're faced with the trial that we think we can't make it through, that God can do anything but fail. God will carry you through. Our circumstances never determine the outcome of the situation. God does. Let us walk with the Lord. Let us trust in him. Not just in the sunny and the nice days when everything is going our way. Let us trust in God when everything is falling apart. When life seems like it's not worth living. Because truly, and this is, we may say it, but the truth is, life is always worth living when you know the Lord Jesus. Life is worth living because we're living for him. That is what makes life worth living. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 1 and following, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that hath formed it to establish, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We can trust God. We can have faith in him in our trials. And it's more than what we can even think of or dream of. He'll show us things which we knew not. We're limited in our thinking. We're limited in what we can do, but God can do anything. Faith is a choice. It is how we respond to the trials in our life that will make all the difference. Of course, our faith comes from the Word of God, and our faith is based upon the words of the Lord. If you're lacking in faith, the chances are you're lacking in the reading of the Word, or you're lacking in communicating with your Lord and Savior. We need to keep that relationship strong. When you're faced with the difficulties of life and the cares of this world, and they come in, they try to choke us, they try to make us so that we're not trusting in him, trust in God. Lord, help thou mine unbelief. How is it that you have no faith? That is God's question. How is it that you have no faith? When you're looking at the trials, when you're faced with the difficulties of life, just remember, faith in God. Faith in Jesus. That's what we need in order to make it through our trials. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for all.